a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
I just watched a thing the other day about the great movie no one talks about. Quarantine's over, but if you wanted to do it, Private Benjamin is 40 years old, and that movie's hilarious. And they were showing clips again. I'm like, this. It's the girl stripes. It's women stripes. But I forgot how funny it was. And they were showing clips again. I'm like, my God, that movie's 40 years old now. I wonder if it holds up. So Breaking Benjamin, I always think of Goldie Hawn for some reason, because Private Benjamin was so funny. And she bangs a guy named Ira. And they make jokes of him. He dies on her. It's pretty funny. So just, you know, a little quarantine advice for you if you want to flash back to old stuff. In the meantime, if you want all the news of today, cities are erupting with weirdness and strangeness right now. Evidently, the COVID had us pent up, and the last thing we needed was race riots. But we got them. 2020 is on fire as the dumpster fire continues to roar. Now a little respite from that, as Brady gives you all the rest of the news that you're not getting while you watch AutoZone's burn down in Minnesota. It's the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Burger Day.
That's a good day.
That's a great thing. Yeah. By the way, we're back to normal. The I-17 had a wrong way crash.
Yeah, that's what I said this morning. Where are you?
Oh, did I miss that?
Right after I gave you that salute.
The Bellamy?
That's right. Go. Now you're following in. Along. It now takes him 2 days.
Bill that was Bellamy. The fun fact yesterday.
Yeah, they remembered it because of MTV.
Jimmy from Philly also has a texting to Siri situation for you. He says, John, I've solved it, but when my wife is in the car, she says to me, instead of texting while driving, why don't you let me send that text for you? So I say, okay, send to Susan. Once I drop off this hag, I'll be over to plow you.
That's good time.
Have her text your whore. She'll never want your phone again.
Got a couple of facts about National Burger Day. 73% of people say they like hamburgers. 18% don't like them or don't eat them.
Vegetarians.
No, there aren't 18% of the population.
You don't think so?
Are you counting turkey burgers in that? It's just hamburgers.
It's hamburgers.
Okay.
Where was that place we used to go?
The most popular way to have a burger cooked is well done.
What?
40% of people in this survey like well done. 20% like the medium well, and only 2% are rare.
Well, I know it's rare, but I like that.
I thought the rare would be a little bit higher than that for some reason. But
can you get a rare burger when you go out? Like, will they cook it for you?
If you go to a place that does that. Yeah, I mean, like, if you go to a nice place, well,
most places won't even try it.
Yeah, most places you go.
Out of safety. Still.
But McDonald's can't do that.
Like, the places you go, they don't do it.
They're ready to go already when you
pull in. You know, you go to the places with the choice of the flavor of square or circle cheese.
Got a couple of fun facts.
Wendy's does have square cheese.
They've got square cheese and square patties.
They're weird.
But yeah, you go to a nicer restaurant.
You know why it's square?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Because Columbus, they didn't want to cut corners on their hamburgers. That was their
is that an Ohio thing?
Can you just fire him, like, on the spot?
No, I'll just inner voice him back. Brady, you should hear this inside your own head. Your inner monologue should do this every time you dad joke.
That is not a dad joke.
It is a dad
that
joke.
That was their
Brady,
motto
that's a
behind
dad
the,
joke
hamburgers,
motto.
Square hamburgers.
And it's a dad
they
joke.
They can be one in the same.
If you don't see it as a dad joke and a motto, you're missing
we
it.
We all saw it coming down the street,
and
Brady.
And you're up for saying your words.
It was in Bill and Ted's, man.
Yeah, it's a quote from a movie.
Brady's, the Internet Movie Database originally started in 1990. With a group of guys trying to make a list of actresses with the best eyes. And then it grew from there.
D'Addario.
Best eyes?
Eyes, yeah.
She has great eyes and boobs.
I don't see eyes.
Well, they were saying that's
Michelle
how it started.
Pfeiffer has great eyes.
She does.
Yeah.
Who won? Did they say who won?
No, that's just how it started. They put a list together
in
1990.
What the hell, Brady? Yeah, but they didn't like compile a list. They just... said this is what we started as, and
yeah,
the answers are mysterious.
I did not pull up the original list. It was just the fun fact that they started it by doing the first list.
It's a fun suggestion. It's not a fact. The fact that they started it is a fact, but what are the results, man?
Look it up.
You look it up.
You're presenting
the deliverer of information.
Yeah, you could have had a few for us. Jeez.
Tonight, Channel 12, Mark Curtis tells you about the riots in Minneapolis. There's riots in Minneapolis. Why, Mark? I don't know. Look it up. Lazy. You bum.
I did what I said I was going to do. I told you about
them. I told you about them, and I'm done now. I want to know the I thing.
The X in Merry Xmas is actually a Greek letter, Chi.
Okay.
Abbreviation for Christ in Greek, so it's... That's why they had the Xmas. It's not just...
But it replaced Christ.
Yep. But it would be Chimus.
Chimas.
I thought it was just because the cross went sideways and it's easy to make an X.
Oh, there you go.
I'm still thinking of chicks with good eyes.
Yeah.
In 1990.
Locked in on Michelle
Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer
would be in.
Pfeiffer's got to be on the list.
Daddario's got those crystal blue.
She has pretty eyes. Been, man. I don't know.
I can't... Why am I not thinking... You're right. I just think
Kirstie
of
Alley.
Locking on the one I like. Kirstie Alley's got... eyes, but they're, I don't know if they're pretty, they're just unique. She's kind of a man. Betty Davis, of course, they wrote songs about it. They were just big. Yeah, I'm locked in on my choice. I'm going with
what's that Pfeiffer. Sex in the City chick when she was younger? She had nice, nice.
Kim Cattrall?
Kim Cattrall, yeah.
Yeah.
In Big Trouble,
was mannequin,
Little China.
In Big Trouble, yeah. Pretty eyes.
People are saying Angelina Jolie.
Jolie's got good eyes. I like that. Halle Berry's got pretty eyes. I think we're just picking pretty women. Mm. Not once did we say Angela Lansbury's blue pops right off of the screen.
Yeah, are there any Uggos with beautiful eyes?
Who cares?
Eyes?
We're not looking at them long enough to notice. You ever looked at an Uggo and said, but her eyes? No. You're ugly. Top to bottom. Bye. It's what women do to us. Why would we do it to them? No woman's ever said that about a guy. He's hideous, but his eyes. Come on.
Couple of things about the coronavirus.
Brady might have some. I don't know. Do you have nice eyes? It's been 20 years I've never noticed.
What are they? I don't even know what color they are.
Beady. I think they're color
beady.
Beautiful blue.
Marty said that to me when we were doing that internet concert thing. He looked and he's like, geez, your eyes are blue. I'm like, yeah, I noticed that in the camera. I don't think they're that blue. I think there's something wrong. Like, they actually look great. This is the first time I've seen them like that.
I'm staring at your eyes and they match your shirt.
Yeah, I have the. They change colors. So if I wear green, they're green. If they're blue, they're
shut
down.
Up.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's a real thing.
Chameleon.
Yeah. Another texter says ScarJo.
It's some sort of reflective something. I forget. Some people have that if you wear a color, your eyes turn that color. They're gray.
So you're a chameleon.
It's green and blue. And then if it's not a color that reflects, my eyes kind of turn this weirdish amberish gray.
Huh.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Ford has created a new cop car that can heat up to 133 degrees inside. An attempt to kill the coronavirus.
They said heat doesn't do it, though.
Yeah,
there's over a certain amount of...
Park your car in Arizona.
I've invented a brand new vehicle that heats up in the inside, and it's for a special group of people, and it kills the coronavirus. And by coronavirus, I mean certain religions. That is all.
Germany is clamping down on singing.
Yeah. Finally.
Several parts of the country is banning it from church services because of the fear that it could spread the coronavirus.
Ah. Now, have they stopped raving in the streets?
They do it in their cars now. You see what they did?
You can rave, raving. But
you can't
sing.
They have raves in cars. They had like a 180-person or 180-car parking lot, and you just flick your lights and honk. While
shut up.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I saw one, too, that they had it roped off in grids and squares.
Yeah.
Open square, one person per square.
Yeah, well, they'll do that. Yeah. They keep you distant. But the rave that I saw was all cars. And did you see that they're going to open Joe Robbie Stadium for drive-in movies?
Yeah, because
and then they
that's
showed
a big thing.
Well, yeah, but okay. Here's what I saw. Incels, attention. Hundreds of people who can't escape are sitting ducks right now inside Joe Robbie in the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. They said, we can get 230 cars parked in here. And getting out would be a disaster.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun to me.
So one dude with an AR-15,
well,
he's going to see that as a pool of, like, sitting ducks. I mean, yeah. You're creating a crowd of helplessness. It's the stupidest thing in the world.
That's really dumb. Yeah. Who wants to sit in that traffic trying to leave anyway?
And who wants to watch a movie on the big screen at the – how desperate are you for movies? They got them on TV at home like crazy.
I got to see the new Rock, Hobbs and Shaw 2. I got to. And I got to see it in a bunch of people.
I don't care how nice a car you got.
It's just getting out of the house, I guess, for some people.
You're not. You're trapped in your car. You're not even allowed out of the car.
It's still getting out.
Yeah, your couch is better than your car every day.
Then drive away and take a tool around
in your
vehicle. It's
amazing how many people have.
Well, they're lunatics. You pile up like that, and it's those damn neighbors that want to have. That's that dude down the street I used to live by that set up chairs in his front yard and that inflatable screen every Friday, ruining your chance to take a walk or leave the house. Just idiots like that that can't go without having people all over them all the time.
An airline called Eurowings finally started its flights from Germany to Italy, but the turned around the first flight, uh-oh, found out the airport they were going to in Italy was closed.
No.
It's good.
They didn't, something you should know ahead of time.
Radio ahead? Just, we're just,
and now do you want to fly with that airline?
Trust me, it's there.
Hello, anyone?
The last thing you want your pilot to say is, trust me, they're open. Really? All right, last I heard that airport closed. Trust me, it's there. Didn't it get bombed out? No. Dude, trust me.
Turns out.
Hey, I can't get hold of them. Turns out you were right. We got to land somewhere else. Aren't you supposed to have
clearance?
Well, no. Like, isn't there a what do they call that thing when they have
flight
the
plan?
Well, there's a flight plan. But he had a plan. It's just the other end wasn't
in
on
that's
it.
True.
But yeah, it's
not
but
a
you
plan.
You have to know.
That's not a full plan.
It, like in A Few Good Men, they had the flight logs.
Yeah.
Where you're going and who
and
you contacted.
And
landed.
And they knew.
But that landing one was fake.
Well, they faked one of them.
The
to
landing
make it seem
time.
Like Santiago was gone at a different time, yeah. But you have to contact the people ahead and say it's on your flight log, right? Like departures
yeah,
have a
you'd
list.
You have to know that.
Arrivals also are a list, too. Like Sky Harbor's very rarely surprised by a guy who just decided to come today.
But in
a pop-in in a plane is not welcome.
I don't know if this would be the situation, but in Italy, sometimes they can have, airport's open, and then within an hour, we're closed.
Really?
They did that with the we got on a train to go from Milan to
Minsk
to Rome, and they just we get on the train and said, oh, nope, the workers are striking, it's shut down. Go back to the station a half hour later, go, okay, it stopped, get
but
back
that's
on the
a train.
Train. Yeah, but it's still public transportation, which might be different. I don't know if the, because the airports, they still, the workers went on strike and we had a delay of going in there, and then it was done in an hour.
They had an hour-long strike?
Because in a
they must have got what
the
they
States.
Wanted.
Man, that was an
we win!
It was. Sometime
we're almost there. Just get your picket signs. It take about 45 minutes. I get it. It's done. But just a quitter for an hour. If we quitter for lunch, we'll be back and we'll begin anything we want. Baseball should have followed us.
It didn't work that way with the train. I thought, oh, that was a quick strike. Get back on the train. Nope. Still on.
They started over.
Yep.
They
just got back on a second time and they said, you know what? They're close.
Radio. Somebody's pulling your
I
chain,
think they were.
Brady.
With you.
Stupid
I'm
Americans.
Sorry, a stupid American. I mean, American. They are on a strike again. Can you believe it?
It worked. They got
oh,
me.
Oh, man.
Because it was a $200 cab ride back to the.
What a bunch of.
Yeah. The best part is that his friend was the cabbie.
Yeah.
Just to tell him they're on a strike again. If he'll believe you the first time, he'll believe it a second. You're not going to believe this. Believe me, I am shocked as you are. They're back on strike.
But it's been 10 minutes they were on strike, and then they were off now.
Yeah, they started a new strike about cleanliness in the workplace. You can't believe it. My friend, he drive a cab. He take you all the way over to Milinsk.
They scored that day because there's at least 200 passengers taken.
It's like in Vegas. You get a car to take you to the casino.
Right.
You want me to stop by a liquor store for you?
So
they have a deal
friend.
With
oh, yeah.
his buddy's
yeah.
liquor store. They actually pay those guys to drop them off.
I get you on a train. We get you from Milan to Minsk, an erotic journey like a Rochelle. We take you all the way to Milan to Milinsk, and you are going to be so happy. Uh-oh. The entire town is on strike.
Uh-oh. Who knew?
I would have never guessed that, but that happens in Italy, I guess.
Now we're back on a strike. We off a strike. We on a strike again.
Thanks,
crazy.
Vincenzo.
So how long were you sitting on that train?
About an hour.
You're on during the whole strike. You lasted the entire strike.
No.
The first strike.
Yeah, right. But it never really was on. They got news. Okay, we're going to run this train. This
did you
the last
watch the news
day.
At all that this was just a shocking, like a pop strike?
It
just
is.
Came up
it's
out of
like
nowhere?
A, well, pretty much.
That's impossible. That they had to know these guys were a little bit upset. Otherwise, it's a walkout.
And that's what they allow. You can't, that's what they were
that's
saying.
What they allow?
In the States, you can't do that.
Sure, like, you can.
Amtrak could not do that.
Well, Amtrak's government run.
Right.
But yeah, you could
and
do
this was
like
the, in Italy, though, the government workers can
You could absolutely do a walkout on Amtrak. They did it with the air traffic controllers, and Reagan scared the hell out of him and said, you're all fired. That's the
difference.
Didn't scare him. He actually did it.
He said, you guys want to do this?
Right.
Because they kept warning him and warning him. We'll walk out. Like, all right, I'm the president. Watch this. And then we had all those weird new air traffic controllers for a minute.
Yeah.
It got resolved quickly.
In Italy, you can't bring them in. Can't do the same way.
Really? Why?
Yeah. They did it differently. Also, same thing happened in Greece. The workers.
You were getting played with. They called ahead.
I got grifted multiple times.
This little guy looked like a thumb. He's a family. I'll show up. You get him a cab ride. He'd pay anything for a cab ride to avoid the strikes. Just tell him that's how we do things. Another surprise strike. Sorry, Americano. You are going to have to finish your meatball sandwich outside in a cab.
Wasn't this the plot to European Vacation?
Kind of was. You were Griswold. Family and I are looking for sex.
I'm sorry. We bring you a delicious meatball with a no spit on it, and you are eating it, and I had to break it to you, but guess what? Strike? You called it, buddy. How many strikes can you have on this vacation? I mean, Italy, it's like you are the reason they are striking. They are striking against you, Americana. But my friend, luckily, with the cap, is here.
He'll take care of you.
John, how much is 400 euro in America?
Oh, it's pennies. It's pennies. Just give him the money.
John, I don't know if you heard it, but I think I just heard that fag say, we're going to run this train.
Now, let's not. Now, stop it. Brady's the only one allowed to quote that movie.
It's a movie quote.
We like to run a train on your family. You get into the cab.
That's a lot of strikes for one vacation, Brady.
Ridiculous.
It seems far-fetched.
Trains and planes.
That's right. And then what? Boy, automobile.
It's like Brady's never seen a TV show, John. That was a drug drop-off, Brady. They closed it to get their business done and then said, all right, American, go ahead.
You're not going to believe this. The hotel on strike. We got to move to another hotel for twice the euros.
Brady went over there at first because he thought that they were paying each other in lamb meat.
I love euros.
No, it's euros.
Ah, crap. It's real money. It's weird. Trading Sammy's for stuff. I could go for a Sando.
It's really a mob hit, but the happy wanderer over here.
Oh, no. You want to believe what happened?
A strike.
It's a 25-minute strike until we get the bodies cleaned up off
of the
track.
Why are the workers lined up?
He's got his glasses on. There's blood all over the side.
And that is how we do it here in Italy. In America, it would never work. Look, Amtrak would never allow all their employees to be in hoods with their hands tied behind their back, executed executional style. You have to understand that's how we work it here in Italy, and probably again in Greece in about 2 days. I would avoid that.
Could you say pizza, pizza?
Just a little Caesar. You have missed the boat. Anyway,
asshole.
We clean up all the strike bodies. And then you guys are going, you're not going to believe. Another strike.
That's why they don't last long.
And Brady's looking at Ronnie and Kirby going,
that's how they do it here in Italy. You can never get away with this in America, but that's their way.
Come on, Russ. That's what they do. He's going to pork her, Dad. No, we're in France. That's just how they are.
Who's my boy, Wilty?
You and Wilty were there?
Yeah. We got there on the morning train, went off without a hitch, room, and then the afternoon way back. Oh, we're on strike. What?
Mm-hmm. They just didn't want to take you anywhere. You were two round Americans. Sit in this train and have a third lunch.
Fred and Barney.
I bet you
here.
They brought you a couple lunches. I'm sorry, we got to charge you for the second one, too.
Man, they're just making money.
It's just the way we're doing it.
That's how they do it here in Europe. I'm so international.
You were on your erotic journey from Milan to Minsk with a guy named Wilty?
From Rome to...
Whatever. Rochelle.
Whatever.
Whatever.
It was a rainy day in Milan.
That's where erotic journeys begin. Rainy days. You have to get in from the cold.
Oh, yeah.
Around 3:30 a.m. on Wednesday, an alarm went off at a Wells Fargo bank branch in San Diego. When the cops got there, they found a guy had broken a window to get inside the bank after hours, but he wasn't there to rob the vault or steal any money. He was looking for some place. He was looking for a microwave in the break area so he could heat up his hot pockets. Cops got there, arrested him. Asked him, was it worth breaking into the bank for your Hot Pockets?
Yes.
I don't think he got to eat him up. At the Logan International Airport in Boston, the police stopped a guy and he had cash. He was carrying cash. He says, I got $1,500. Then it changed to, okay, it's more like $40,000, 40 to 50. The dog then, since it was a little more, $138,000 in cash.
Holy moly.
They figured it was illegal money, drug money coming over, so they asked the guy to sign for the receipt. The guy didn't sign the receipt and
took off.
Finally, a story of somebody taking
forfeited the money.
He went on strike.
Oh, he didn't. He took off without the money.
Yeah, he couldn't get it, but he was trying to steal it and then realized, oh, they're on to me. Oh, got the heck out of Dodge. But he was giving it. He's giving it all he could to swipe it. But
this influencer in the UK posted a selfie on social media the other day, and it's gone viral because her boyfriend's in the background wiping his butt.
Come on, man.
You can see it in the mirror. You have to...
Come on,
that
now.
To you, Toledo. You can vaguely see it. Shannon is her name, at ShannonRose14 on Twitter. But the mirrors in the background there.
Wait a minute.
And he's not even bending over. I don't know if he was photobombing it or that's his
way of
cleaning himself.
Ugh. I'm not sure I'm seeing things correctly. It looks kind of like Bert from Bert and Ernie.
The pants are partially down.
That's a tough picture. Get it up on the big screen if you can. Well, you know, people have to clean themselves.
Ah, I see a butt.
Yeah, there it's in the background. Yeah.
How do you know he's cleaning?
Because you can see his...
Just a mere mention of a butt makes you giggle.
He's got the hand.
Oh, yeah, he's got his...
Oh.
He's standing up, wiping bottom to top. He's going to get it on the middle of his back this way.
That is almost too perfect.
His butt?
No, the girl, the mirror, right over her shoulder.
Well, not only that, she's looking. He's got to be within her eyesight.
She's not looking at anything but herself.
Yeah, I guess you're right there.
When you wear a hat that says icon and you call yourself an influencer, very rarely are you peripheral.
Did she call herself that, or did Brady?
She's an icon. Her hat says icon. She's an influencer. You can tell by the way she's taking that picture. Influencer, and I'm influenced.
Whoa.
I'm influenced.
I'm influenced.
She's only 22?
Yeah.
She looks old.
That was a great shot.
That was an
excellent back to that other shot.
What are we doing with this guy's ass on this time? I need some influencing, and I need it now. Look at Shannon's the picture up top there, Rich. That one's not so good. Her eyebrows are ridiculous. That one right there.
That's the same one.
Oh, the same one. Okay. That's a full body shot. I like that. All right. We're just going to scroll through
her
childhood now. I'm no longer influenced.
We'll close it out with some Wild World and a Wild World radio video.
Brady, do you consider yourself an influencer on the gram?
No.
Good.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan. Man. And this is your Wild, Wild World stories and radio video.
Do you want to be?
Yes.
Would you like to be considered an influencer? And if
no,
so,
I don't
in
like
what
that.
Way?
I don't like that title necessarily. But
you would like people to follow you and do what you do.
You got 10,000 followers. They say that's the number to be.
Is it
an influencer?
Yeah, so you could get like a product and
and
sell it on your site, and then you're an influencer.
That's good. All right, at Brady Bogan 98, follow me. I'll be an influencer.
He'll sell anything to you. He don't care.
I don't think
he's
know
like
how
Billy
works.
Mays.
I'll sell it. Flex tape, Mighty Putty.
Yeah, he's no restrictions.
Look at all this water. In Savannah, Georgia. This couple was not seriously hurt, but they had a flying turtle.
Oh, my goodness.
Hit their windshield on their car. They're on the highway. They're trying to figure out how does the turtle, what they figured is a car maybe in front of them, hit the turtle, and it flew up in the air.
Wow. Or Godzilla is real. That could be the other thing.
There's no wings on the turtle, but it got halfway through the windshield. There's a picture of it.
Holy Moses, we're not fooling around. It's a good-sized turtle. I thought it was one of like those kids' turtles that... Camera.
Yeah, the kid threw out his...
It's Camera, right?
Painted turtle.
Is that his name? The turtle, the floating turtle?
The Gamera?
Gamera was the turtle that fought Godzilla. Mothra was obviously the Mothra. Gamera is the turtle. Look up Gamera. I may be wrong. I may be right.
Rodan.
He was another Rodan. Rodan was like another dinosaur, wasn't he?
Was he the three-headed one? Gamera might be the three-headed
one. I think Gamera's the turtle. God damn it, Toledo. What are you paid for? Get on this.
It's not working. The links aren't working.
In India, they've got a problem with locusts. They're swarming this year. It's the worst.
It's the end of the world.
Three decades.
Man, it happens a lot, actually.
I know. It's like every week.
Well, when the dummies wrote the Bible, they're like, what's happening? It's the first time they'd ever seen it. Nobody had ever reported back, so they thought this was an unusual happening. And then if they'd have stuck around 7 or 8 more years, they're really like, oh, this happens quite a bit.
They've plowed through 180 square miles, and now Punjab has been placed on a high alert.
That's a city, not a racial
region. Yeah.
Did the turtle live? Toledo's playing the video.
No, the turtle did not live.
That's too bad.
And this is the Wild World radio video. This kid in Italy, his dad was filming him. They were hiking, and all of a sudden a brown bear comes up from behind the kid. And the dad keeps his kid very calm during the video. Pretty impressive because the bear keeps following.
This seemed like child abuse to me, and it looks fake.
This is fake.
I know.
This is the same video that's been circulating around for years.
Is it?
Oh, then it is fake.
I've never seen it.
I don't know if this might be a new edit.
Well, it was on Yahoo yesterday, like a real news story. Yeah. I'm like, is this?
And CNN put it up there.
Because what mother says, just walk towards me and I'll film the whole thing?
He's like,
no
calm.
Mom's doing it.
No.
I think it's just.
Non dargli la schiena.
It's dad.
And none of it looks real to me. The kid looks like he's 75 feet tall.
That's fake.
I love the ominous music.
Yeah, this is a...
Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries.
A small boy walks away from a giant bear while his dad seemingly doesn't care at all. Who wins the battle tonight on NBC?
It is weird, the edits.
Yeah, I'm not buying
it. It looks fake to me. The little boy looks
fake. And he whistles
fake
at the end, and then they show the
bear does? No, that's proof it's fake. Bears don't whistle.
The bear didn't whistle. The bear actually starts playing a horn.
It's just the bear necessities. Yeah, I don't buy this. This is a fake video to me.
Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And that's your wild, wild world. Maybe fake. Radio video.
Yeah, the kids' clothes look funny too. Like,
they're lit,
for a green
they're
screen.
They're lit wrong.
Yeah, they look like the wrong lighting. Mm-hmm. Not only are they just bad clothes.
Right.
He's still in his pajamas.
It's just spooky what we'll all fall for too. Because imagine the real good videos that you can't tell what we're watching is real or not. Anyway.
So what are you supposed to do if you come across a bear, Brady? Is that it?
Just box its ears.
Walk away slowly.
You box its ears. You challenge it to a pie eating contest.
To Donnybrook.
Or you just shout
out
the word.
Walk away if you can. If not, that's where you get into a...
And run.
They run when they hear that.
Yeah.
Stop, drop, and roll. Is that the right one?
You're on fire.
Well,
hornets all around you.
On the on I Survived, the two guys that went into the deep wilderness 6.5 hours on those six-wheeler trek things, going to some terrible terrain, 2 hours in a Toyota to take them to their trek, and then this machine they drove for another 4 hours out in the middle of nowhere. And they're setting up camp and such. And guy starts walking over the hill. And there's a bear that looks at him. He's like, from me to you, like 2-5 feet. And the bear goes, oh, people. And the guy's like, ah. And he said, I'd always heard you play dead. And he goes, highly don't recommend playing dead. Terrible idea. The bear just grabbed me by my head and just sliced my skull and peeled it back over. And he has this huge scar across his face. And he's like, that thing just devoured me, and you know.
So playing dead is not the answer
for him. It didn't work out as well as
it's worked for some.
Maybe he did it wrong, but
the other guy used bear mace on the bear's face, and that didn't quite work out. That made him madder at the guy he was attacking. Yeah, they have mace for bears, and
which works some of the time too. Most of the time,
didn't this time.
Yeah,
what worked was a 12 gauge point blank into the bear's head.
What if you just have a pistol?
While he ate his friend.
Put it down.
No,
you need
heavy stuff. And he put it on the bear's head while it was eating his friend and pulled the trigger and blew its head up. That got him. And then he was trapped under the bear bleeding. because it's not light.
Yeah.
And they had to tug the other guy out. And then the dude who couldn't drive the machine, he was the passenger on the way up, was the one who had to try to drive 4 hours into the dark on a thing he didn't know how to work. The dude made it. I Survived is a great show. But that bear, nah, nothing to it. Took the dude's head and just...
There won't be much of a Donnybrook.
Peeled him like a grape.
If you challenge the bear.
Yeah.
Hopefully you come across one of those circus bears that just wants to play.
Yeah. Wants to swim with you. Just throw it a ball.
I have the concept of trying to stay out of bear country. That's the fastest way to avoid a bear attack.
That's true, John.
If a bear gets to me here in Phoenix, well, then darn it all. That bear's crossed a lot of things before anybody noticed him if he's in my yard. But pretty much kind of staying away from where bears live.
Meant to be.
And if I am where bears live, hyper aware of it. Like, ooh, when I used to go up to Sholo, I'm like, this is bear country. I'm going to stay inside a lot of things. I'm going to come from here. I'm going to drive on over to the Safeway. I'm going to get my stuff, and I'm going to come back, and we get right in the house. Sit on a deck. The one thing that does work with bears in Sholo, the baby ones, because they're only like 200 pounds, good ones, chuck rocks at them. They don't like that.
Yeah, they don't like messing around too much.
No, they don't want you around. But
if they feel threatened,
you gotta stumble around them, or if there's something near there that you're close to that you don't even know you're close to, like, hey, I was going to eat that.
Yeah.
It's like Brady around the last piece of pizza. You may not even know you're standing in between him and the box.
You don't know the danger about
But
to...
you are in the danger
Next
zone.
Thing you know, you're treed.
Next thing you know, you got a fork in your hand. That's mine. Oh, I didn't even know there was pizza left.
Well, there isn't. There's one slice.
But there, it's right there.
That's mine.
Oh.
There's no more pizza for you.
Ah, there's the clarification.
Now, if the strike continues, we're going to be on this train for a long time. I claim the pizza.
You don't want me to.
Do they have good pizza in Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not an endorsement.
Not on that Costa Concordia, though.
So, Brady, you realize that you are in the middle of a mob situation in Italy. They handle the strikes. The government runs none of that stuff.
Yeah.
People died that day. They call it
That's
strike.
Why it ended so.
Yeah, it was easy. We took out the guy that was making the most noise. We got it all cleared out. They're back at the work.
Get back on the train.
Oh, wait. We got to get another one. We'll be on a strike for another 10-minute delay.
Just got to get the assassins
How
down
about
here.
All these strikes, Wilty?
Yeah, whatever, Brady.
Hey, gee, Fred.
Yeah, it kind of was Fred and Barney, wasn't it? Was it just the two of you?
Yep.
Oh, traveling to Italy alone together.
Well, no, we were with our group from college, and we took a little side trip.
No wonder your mom thought you were gay, if that was the case, when I showed up.
It was Wilty and I and 9 girls.
Ugh.
Wow. Was it?
Yeah.
Nice. And? Closing deals?
No.
You struck out 9 times?
Yeah.
Did the other guy score?
9 times, no. No.
Well, technically.
You didn't bang one?
The professor did.
Yeah, somebody's getting it done. Nice.
They usually want to bang on vacation, the girls.
Heck yeah.
John, I apply your bear rule to sharks.
Yep.
If I show up, or if a shark shows up in my living room, I'm going to shoot it. If I show up in a shark's living room, I fully expect them to handle me appropriately as well.
That's exactly how I handle wildlife. Look, I'm on your turf, you're on my turf. There's two different lines here. It's gang warfare. If I wander into the woods and a mountain lion gets me, well, I was on his front yard and I didn't even know it. Same with my house.
John, I know this ages me, but I swear Brady quoted the song by Sheena Easton, Morning Train, in an earlier story.
Take the morning train. They strike from 9 to 5, and then they strike another strike again to find me waiting for him.
Still waiting.
Morning train, yeah. Thank you for the Sheena Easton reset. It's 8:01. It's tough. Brady had a tough trip in Italy and Greece, all those strikes. No warning. I love that part. No warning strikes are what we need more of here. There you go. That's your Brady Report. We'll give you the word for the man cave in just moments. It's 98.
Station identification.